This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Let's set up like a profile for you for dating. Like, tell the listeners who you are. Do you like to work out? You know, are you funny?
That's a good question. Are you funny?
I'm sloth, so I don't really... I'm lazy in that specific regard. And then like the jokes are just like canned sound bites that I play off of a website. And then I like ride the coattails of people that are funnier than me, like you guys, and then edit it together so that I sound like I'm the reason why you guys are like hitting your marks.
Do you do stand up? Have you done stand up before?
No, stand up's too hard.
What about improv? You seem like an improv guy.
Yeah, I do improv.
That was the most insulting thing that's ever been said to Jeff on this show. Seem like an improv guy. I'll let that sink in.
I wasn't trying.
That's what makes it worse.
Got it.
Is this live?
No. It feels that way, though, doesn't it?
There it is. It's happening. We're on.
In studio.
Yeah.
In utero.
Sure.
No.
Losing the ad revenue right off the bat. This episode's off the rails already, Johnny. Let's get it started, Michael. Let's get it started in ha. Let's get it started in here. We have to do 60 minutes, so let's start it right now and then explain what we're doing.
Okay.
Where even is my shot glass? This is already not going well. We're doing a power hour. We're doing a power.
Is there an extra hour shot glass over there?
Yep.
There's because it's not that long of an explanation.
I accidentally used two shot glasses. But right around the corner there's the whole.
Off to a great start.
It's going so bad that we almost need to restart. I guess that's just par for the course.
We've got Jeff Rosenberg on the show for the first time ever. You've never heard it before. You just saw our show.
I saw some of the Gramercy show, but I snuck out to get a drink.
This is perfect.
Did not come back.
Now you don't have to sneak out to get a drink. You can have 60 of them. And
you
already
sneak out to get a drink. You snuck out to go home. You Irish exited.
We're drinking. Half of this is a shot. These are too big. We should also say.
Yeah, these are large.
Jake is doing whiskey.
That's correct.
Because you didn't want to handle. But I'm
not
doing.
So not 60 shots of whiskey.
Five.
We're doing the equivalent.
Yeah.
Equivalent.
Okay, every 10 minutes. Every 10 minutes.
Right. What did you think it was? Every 8.5 minutes, he would take a shot.
Yeah.
Are we? Right. I'm fucking itching to drink this. Can we do it
in 10 seconds? Yeah. I'm starting the timer right now, and then we'll get into the episode.
All right, cheers, guys.
Brethren.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Men. Men.
Let me.
Men.
I need to.
A delicious, smooth Tecate going down all of our throats.
The taste of Tecate is mere shite compared to that of
I can already tell I cannot do 6 shots of fucking bourbon.
That was more than a shot, we should say. I think
was it
a double, yeah.
Great.
These are not shot glasses. These are Dixie cup size. It was the smallest I could get. On Tuesday...
<That's a fancy laughs> Why are you British for that?
On Tuesday.
We should say that Jeff and Jake did a power half hour with breakfast, you said?
Yes, on Tuesday.
I tweeted out, why doesn't Narragansett hire me as a brand ambassador? Okay. And they fucking responded. They had the gall. And within 2 hours, I was an ambassador.
An ambassador.
An ambassador. A beer ambassador.
But did you get this Narragansett for free? Or is
I get it.
No, you get swag.
Did you really?
I get it reimbursed like fucking tax.
Is that true? Wow.
Interesting.
This is actually a lonesome experience to not take the shot with you guys every...
I feel like you should be drinking a shot of something, if not water.
The reason I can't do it is because my stomach can't handle it. Like, I could, I guess I could do water.
You're also sore as hell from an insane ab workout you did.
Yeah, and with Micah, so he's theoretically going through the same...
Yeah, but I can burp, so it's different, I guess.
Yeah, but we are drinking Gansetts that I will eventually have gotten for free.
Are they giving you money as well, out of curiosity?
No, it's not a paid gig. It's a reimbursed gig.
So you have to send receipts to them.
Is Ambiercidor their term, or is that your term?
It's my term, and it's on my terms,
John. That's pretty cool.
But my friend Max was the Narragansett beer ambassador, brand ambassador. Mm-hmm. They didn't have the term at the time. And... he's the one who told me that they should reimburse me, so I haven't even confirmed it.
Reimburse you.
That's really good. But actually, why don't you leave the puns to the brand ambassador?
How are you going to do anything? You don't have enough hands. The laptop's in your lap. It's on your fucking legs. You're holding a mic.
Rika's going to be so mad. She was trying to get us to do this in a better way. This is all we could kind of figure out.
Yeah, well,
and I already lost us the ad revenue because I had to get us started. And get us started. Let's
Jeff's
get
leg
to it.
Is
I'm blocking. So, the leg is blocking.
We're almost done with this, so I think we're
doing double shots of this shit.
Dear Lord.
It's already been 5 minutes. Let's kind of wax here for a spell. I am an ambassador. We are drinking Narragansett. Hi, neighbor. It's a great day for a Gansett. Johnny, tell us about your sexual escapades as of late.
All right. Well, I got invited to a sex party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tomorrow, right?
No, next Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you get invited or did you kind of solicit an invitation?
I kind of, a little bit of both. Okay. They invited me, but I had to apply.
Hey. They invited me to apply.
Being invited sounds like way sexier than applying.
Oh, no. I was down on my knees begging to get into the front door.
What was the application process?
So
dick pic. 36, 24, 36. What a winning hand.
Johnny's
the
a brick
dick
house.
Measurements. Head, torso, and then balls.
They rate your attractiveness on a scale of 1 to 14, which is a very odd number.
It's actually a very even number.
Nice.
That's the kind of humor.
That's the kind of shit you do when you're drinking liquor instead of beer.
They just ask for your social media, basically, and what you're into.
And what'd you say?
Pussy.
Hell yes.
Or whatever. From a power hour.
500 words answer.
Don't need it.
So where does this go down? Smells like Bushwick.
I thought this was in Brooklyn. It's actually in Soho.
It's actually in Jersey.
It's in Kansas, man.
It's in Secaucus.
Can you Gans at me? Can you Gans
Oh, yeah,
at
I can
me?
Absolutely Gans.
Yeah.
Thanks, neighbor.
That's good.
I could take a full can if you...
Oh, is a thanks neighbor motto slogan of Narragansett?
It's hi neighbor, yeah.
Hi neighbor.
They have a lot of slogans, which is what I like about them. Their design is great. I mean, if you look at the box of the
Tecate doesn't really need a slogan like that. They kind of sell themselves with like the purity of the lightness of that kind of that sub North American beer.
Neighbor. Incorrect. What is this episode?
It's your fucking show.
It's my fucking show. We have stuff to get to. We've been settling in. I've already had like a beer. It's been 7 minutes.
Has it been 7 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
It's been 7 minutes so far. It
feels like time is going by fast now.
Yeah.
But I feel like at some point in the middle, we're going to be like, this is never going
to end. I've only outlined. Also, please avert your eyes from the screen. We did have to.
I would like to not know the time, too. You know, because then we're counting. And then it's like counting sheep.
Yeah, but I kind of need to know the time because I need to take a shot on the 10s.
True.
Right?
We can know the 10s.
On the 10s?
How about we know the 10s?
The 15s, or did you decide?
Let's do 10s.
We'll do 10s.
You're going to get wasted.
Well, I'm going to do less than the first.
That's a pretty big shot.
Is it?
I think it's a full shot.
We'll do 15.
I don't know.
Major key alert. Don't try an entirely new style move on a day that it rains. I'm wearing all white and it was pouring today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought that was pretty sharp, actually.
Thank you.
You look good.
It looks good. I'm enjoying it, but it's every time I'm on the street, I'm like, I'm going to ruin white pants.
Yeah. That is the problem with wearing white.
Yeah. Did we just miss one?
I feel like a lot of time has gone by.
It would have done.
We would have done the past tense of ding.
I think we did miss one, though.
I think we missed one. We definitely missed one.
I'm going to take cheers.
Yeah. Let's not... I don't think we need to add to it if we don't hear the dong.
I just can't get enough of that golden nectar, that Gansett Tecate stuff.
And if you're a Tecate ambassador, you should be taking an extra one too.
Indeed. What would you even call a Tecate ambassador? There's nothing.
It could still be an ambassador.
No.
Thank you. What about like a comrade, like to comrade Dre? No, a little forced.
To comrade Dre. Why Dre?
Tecate like drinkers of the world unite. You have nothing to lose but a bottle cap.
Is that from their website?
It was a play on the first couple sentences of the Communist Manifesto.
I see. Of course.
I have a couple subjects to wax about that's kind of singular to you guys as people.
Okay.
We already established that I'm a Narragansett brand ambassador. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody, go to narragansett.com, see if you can locate beer sellers near you, whether it's a bar, whether
my
it's
God.
Retail.
Is that waxing or was that just a fucking plug?
They're
not paying you yet.
They're not paying me at all.
You spend more than what
red.
They're paying you.
Yeah. I'm in the literal red.
Yeah, and you're operating on assumption that they're going to reimburse you. You don't even know for sure.
What I'm operating on is all cylinders, Johnny.
Fine.
Jake, let's talk about your search for a watch. We were just talking about this.
Yeah.
Okay. You wanna appear.
I'm gonna step out.
Poor.
I wanna appear powerful and rich to others.
Yes.
Cheers.
You don't think that comes across with your plaid shirt?
Sorry, Micah.
No, I guess I hope it does. I hope it does, but I was getting hot, so I'm going to have to take this off. Ooh. But I am wearing a Buck Mason t-shirt.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a little more expensive than your average.
Do you think Buck will be at the sex party?
I hope so.
Mr. Mason.
Buck, please suck on. Your dick. Again?
Nice.
That's that liquor.
Mm-hmm.
That's the liquor joke.
No, but you're in the market for a Swatch.
No, not a Swatch.
Not a Swatch, but a Swiss watch nonetheless.
A Swiss, yeah. I'd like to be Swiss. British designed.
Yeah.
Swiss made.
In a way.
German engineered.
The Hans Rolex. Wilsdorf's.
And he's a Nazi sympathizer, I believe.
Was he?
He is a Nazi sympathizer.
He's dead.
Says who?
Hans. I am worried for the rest of the show. I only outlined 45 minutes, so we're not behind schedule.
You've outlined anything?
So far, this has actually all gone to Jeff's plan.
And to my head. Mm. I didn't eat a lot today. I had a chicken salad sando from Frankel's.
That's huge, though. They do big sandwiches, don't they?
That's true.
Why were you? What? Are you living over there now?
What's that?
And are you living in Greenpoint now?
I would rather not say it on live.
You dox everyone.
Yeah, I'm in Greenpoint.
Nice.
Greenpoint's a big neighborhood.
Have you been to Twins Lounge?
Yes, I did a bar crawl.
Really?
And you were out of town.
Yeah. I also wouldn't have come.
That's very, all right, very good.
No, my podcast, Winnovation, actually has a monthly residency there.
At Twins Lounge?
That's right.
Really?
Do they have
How do you ever make it through without sweating?
What do you mean? Oh, because you go upstairs?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've never been upstairs.
Is it hot?
Maybe, maybe not.
Temperature-wise, or like
the first time I went there, all of the bartenders had their shirts off.
What?
Hot. Really? Illegal.
Jake, that's you.
I took one early, I think, because we were talking about watches.
Nice.
That's a Department of Health violation.
Johnny, you were at the bar crawl.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of in remembrance of Johnny.
What do you
mean?
Did
we talk about this already?
No, I don't think we did.
Remembrance.
I sent out a little Pixar, shout out Pixar, former sponsor. I actually use their platform. It's pretty cool. I just made a little thing saying, you know, bar crawl. It was called a Night of Joy.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to Night of Joy?
No.
Kind of get in.
So for people who don't live in Brooklyn, there is a bar in Brooklyn called Night of Joy. I did a bar crawl in Brooklyn, called it Night of Joy, but we didn't go to Night of Joy.
Insane.
Micah pointed that out.
Yeah. Night of Joy is a great bar. I like that bar.
It does look abandoned when they're not open yet.
Yeah, mostly because it's under the BQE. Basically, everything there
looks like shit.
Do you know that you're building a bike Nightshade? Line? There's, have you passed by Nightshade? I think it's on.
There's
like,
a Nightshade in the Arts District.
That's a lamp. That's a lamp store, I believe.
No, I thought that it was like a defunct bar for the longest time, and then years after living in this neighborhood, I drove by at like 2, and it was just popping.
Why are you driving? Like 2 a.m. or 2 p.m.
I guess it wasn't. I had landed.
You're drunk driving. Yes.
No. Yeah, I came back. It was when I came back from LA, so it was late at night. I think it was like maybe one. I think it was almost two.
But to round out the bar crawl story, I was using PixArt, and one of the templates had an extra line of text, and I was like, I don't have anything to put here. The info's already here. So I was like, let me just make it in honor of Johnny. And then it was going to be a night in honor of Jonathan Villa, and then I changed it to Remembrance, but I spelled it wrong. So then everybody was saying it was in Remembrance. And then at the third bar, Ramona.
Great bar.
I gave everybody a chance to say a few words about Johnny.
Was Johnny there?
While he's there, yeah.
I was there.
Oh, that's nice.
You it was a big ego boost. I didn't know half music. The people there.
How many people came?
I think total, like, probably 30, 40.
Yeah, I think, like, 30.
How do you at that point, you have 40. A lot of friends.
I don't know.
He doesn't even live here.
That's crazy. You're popular.
My
30 to 40. Wow. I don't even know.
That's such a disruptive amount of people to a bar like
that.
It was
unbelievable. But we rented the fucking...
Oh, you rented it out.
We didn't rent it. If you go on Resy, you can reserve the upstairs at Ramona for free.
That's crazy.
So
that's
we had
so
the upstairs
nice.
To ourselves.
That's so nice.
It was insane. And then we got like, Johnny and I got a couple bottles of wine, champagne. We popped the champagne in Remembrance.
Yeah. And I can't believe you haven't like done this since.
When? This was like 2 weeks ago.
No.
It was when you were in LA.
Really? It was 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
We should do it again. We wanted to do one for Johnny's half birthday in 2 weeks.
So they're always about Johnny.
I don't mind that.
I'd be down for
they're
that.
Always Johnny themed.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing COVID's over, though.
Yeah, totally, man.
Johnny still hasn't fucking got a breakthrough case.
Really?
I'm upset about
I've been
it.
Going out more, just as much, if not more than him.
You're asking.
I still haven't
today's the day you'll get it for sure. Yeah,
today is actually my 10th day after.
Nice.
This is my recovery day.
Yeah.
Nice.
So Jeff I'll drink to that. If Jeff is a rare case where it lasts a little bit longer, then you're all fucked.
This is already not great because I'm starting to feel buzzed.
Really?
Because I didn't eat enough today.
And that's,
I had a huge ass sandwich.
What's our, well, actually I won't ask the time. Jeff doesn't want to know.
I don't want to know.
But anyway, so I wanted to wax, but yeah, like you're
watches.
Being cagey about it.
I'm not being cagey. I have $48,000 to $50,000 that I'd like to spend on the watch.
No, you don't.
On the watch?
On the watch.
Really?
On the face. I'll spend more on the bracelet.
We'll talk
obviously.
About it again. Let's just plant the seed right now that I'm trying, that I kind of successfully got you into the idea of maybe getting one.
Well, I see he's wearing a necklace, and everyone here, I believe, is wearing a necklace. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Nah, I would have.
Usually,
had I known.
I'll tell you what, my gateway piece of jewelry was my wedding ring.
Yeah.
It made me realize that I like
interesting thing about this power hour timer is it doesn't go off if it's not on the screen.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I do. I've noticed we haven't heard the noise.
Here's what we'll do.
So you got to put someone has to pull it up on their phone.
All I wanted to do was plant the seed that you're in the market for a watch.
Yes.
So we'll follow up in, you know, 4 to 8 weeks whenever you get the piece and we'll talk about the story.
Yeah.
Also, Micah might get a Venus.
Penis?
That's really good.
That's a callback for everyone at home. That's a callback from earlier when I made the same exact joke.
Several times
in a row.
What I do think is going to be the viewer's experience for this episode is that it's the most, like, it just feels like they're hanging out with us. But either to its detriment or not.
Right. That wasn't, like, it wasn't a podcast. That was just, that was us hanging out.
Yeah.
Namaste.
I like when it's timed perfectly to like the end of a joke.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's nice.
Let's
all see how often that
But it's also
happen.
Kind of funny when it's in the middle of somebody's
thing. Well, but then people are drinking instead of laughing and you feel like you really like blew it.
Johnny, let's talk about fashion. What's the next move for your ass?
Sorry. Why do you talk to Johnny about fashion and not me?
Easy.
Johnny's the best dressed person
I've ever
met. I'm
about to have a Rolex on this wrist.
That would be... you might have one.
Okay.
You're shaking,
so just
by the way.
Proceed with caution, because I actually have the funds.
Oh, I was going to say, I said 40 people showed up to my bar crawl. You were like, how the fuck do you know these many people? My tattoo artist showed up.
What?
Aaron, yeah. At Liking Honey. Shout out. She's based in LA. But she's in Paris right now, or should I say Paris?
You shouldn't say anything about where she's based.
She's based God.
And tangential.
Johnny, fashion, what's the next move? Like the next swerve.
What's the next fit, Johnny? Let's talk.
Well, I think he's in agreement with me if I'm going to cut in here with the turtleneck.
Yes.
Johnny's the only person who hasn't answered yet. Just let me.
I'm just saying. I apologize for cutting in, but please.
No. You actually had a very, very good point with the turtleneck. Look, man, I think the 80s are back in full force. Just wait till spring, summer.
80s, not 90s?
Mm-mm. 90s was. 80s is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Interesting.
You know what? Because we were at the Johnsons in Bushwick.
Yes.
And they were playing, they just play 80s smash hits.
But they've been playing 80s music forever. Since
but
the 80s.
Now it's, even now it's fun. But
I don't think that you can base it on music is what I'm saying. If you think you go to a bar and they're playing this type of music, so that's the next fashion,
I don't
buy that.
All right.
As someone wearing a Buck Mason and about to wear a Rolex.
About to wear a Rolex, yeah.
You see this?
That's nothing.
That's going to be a Rolex.
That's your frail wrists.
It's going to be a Rolex. Don't call him frail. I'm sensitive about that shit.
Oh, like what happened? Well, nothing happened.
Oh. I need to thicken them up somehow.
What about a watch on like the bicep or like
you're
higher
always
up
making
on the
everything
arm?
Twinovation.
I'm just saying, like, like why wear it on the wrist?
The because botch.
I don't like showing, like, drawing attention to thin wrists, which I may or may not have, and I want to wear it maybe midway up.
Yeah,
is that
what about midwife up?
Meaning
you could wear a watch on your waist. My Rolex is a
fucking belt. Yeah,
yeah.
Did you guys see? Oh. SportsCenter tweeted out. Did you see the Jake Paul fight? I'm sorry to ask.
No, I didn't watch the Jake Paul fight.
Was it recent or was it the one from like a month ago?
Glad you asked. This was from like a month ago, but it was, they tweeted out that he was wearing Rolexes on his like boxing shorts. He wasn't at all. They were Richard Mills.
Huh?
They were Richard Mills.
Richard Mills?
See, I feel bad doing these episodes in person. You've never heard the show. I yell a lot.
Mm-hmm.
With Zoom, it's like a level of like separation where I'm like, I'm not actually yelling at another human.
Right. Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I just yelled at you and I feel bad.
I didn't.
You can also.
I didn't consider that you yelling.
Daniel, again with the wife.
The interruptions are weirder because they catch people off guard.
I'm sorry. I was looking to see when we're taking another shot.
Oh shit. We're definitely missing some of these. Welcome to.
We missed one.
Yeah, I like that you're resting your shot of beer on your laptop.
So dangerous. Is there any way that people listening to this episode will be able to drink along with us, or have like the drinking become so sporadic?
Marika will fix it in post, probably.
Yeah, I'll make sure we have one. Right. What people should do is, like, if you're gonna drink along to this, please do it with friends. Please don't do this alone. I feel like to listen to the show and drink alone is the worst thing.
You don't even have to do it responsibly. Just don't do it alone.
Welcome to High Neighbor or Rye Neighbor.
You're giving Gansett so much fucking airtime.
I promised their social media manager, who did not give me their name, that I would talk at length about Gansett on this episode.
Usually, their email is usually their name, though.
It was DM on Instagram from the official account. And
how
again,
many followers do they have?
Like, actually kind of similar to me. Or less. I don't remember.
That's either a flex or the opposite of a flex.
I would say somehow both. Welcome to High Neighbor or Rye Neighbor.
Okay.
This game is Narragansett themed.
Obviously.
It's basically, I'm going to shout out a celebrity name.
Sorry. you're selling ads for, you're as a ambassador, you're just like giving away free content. And they're not even going to reimburse you.
You're not an ambassador. You're a mark.
I think I've spent $50 on Narragansett since Tuesday. And like, usually we sell ads on this show. Like, what's one ad on this show? Like $500?
Something like that, yeah.
And I've talked about it for 20 minutes. Anyway. Yeah.
Fucking talk about, what's an advertiser on this show?
Tecate.
Better Health. Athletic Greens.
Athletic Greens, Better Health.
Great.
Formerly Raycon.
Formerly Pixar. What's the list of advertisers we've lost?
I can't believe the pick.
Has Jake had anything in a minute?
What time are we at?
20.
So I wouldn't have to.
10 more minutes.
Wait.
No, I thought there. It's on the 10.
You're doing 10. Let's do it. But now do it on the next one.
I'll do it on this one.
There's not.
I'm
on
just saying it's literally
like,
it's been a minute.
You're gonna do it between ones.
The name of the game is High Neighbor or Rye Neighbor. Have you guys ever played?
No,
we obviously absolutely haven't.
Really?
No, you came up with this game based on your sponsorship or lack thereof.
On your walk over here.
Can I guess what it is?
Yeah.
It's going to be a fact about something, and you have to guess if it's a fact about Narragansett or if it's a fact about rye whiskey.
That would have actually been more pertinent to the situation, that Jake is drinking bourbon, but could have been a rye.
Wait, but was it that was a buzzer, not necessarily the drink minute, right?
No, that was an incorrect buzzer. The drink minute is.
Oh, nice. That was good.
Like you're looking at it.
Cheers.
No, the name of the game is High Neighbor or Rye Neighbor, meaning I'm going to say a celebrity's name, and you guys have to say whether or not you think they've been spotted by the Pops drinking Gansett, or whether they have lived or currently live in Rye.
Rye, New York?
Yeah.
Okay. It'd actually be really easy for me.
Probably. Oh,
we play for real cash. Jeff doesn't know this.
Really?
Yeah. So it's $100 for every right answer, $100 owed to me for every wrong answer. My bank account is sub $1,000 at the moment, so let's just tread carefully. Please don't look at the screen, obviously.
Right, sure.
First person is Jason Bateman.
Mm.
Oh.
Gansett.
Rye.
First answer is the only one that's for cash.
So we're a team.
He lives
in Rye.
That's insane.
I thought he was in the Ozarks.
That was a television show, by the way. It's not real. It's not real.
Bateman lives in Rye, to be sure.
How do you know?
If you go to the Rye Wikipedia page, it says notable people.
Who live here or from here?
I said live or have lived.
There it is.
And is it better to have lived and lost than to have never lived at all?
So he's maybe from Rye.
He definitely lives in L.A.
Yeah.
He holds court in L.A. He lives in Rye.
Well, Bateman, you got to think about it like he's been in several TV shows. Several movies.
Mm-hmm.
His podcast was bought by Amazon for Amazon for hundreds of millions of dollars.
Spotify, boo.
Yeah.
I feel like he probably has two
innovation off Spotify.
He's got two places.
Yeah.
Like he has a 2-bedroom apartment in LA and a studio in Manhattan, I bet.
Studio?
Small. I think you're underestimating his net worth.
I'm saying, yeah, it's a lot of money, and he has two fucking pads.
He has 2-bedroom apartment condo in New York.
And he has a condo?
He has a house in the hills, and he has Rye where he holds
it. Maybe a 2-bedroom, 1-bath house in the hills.
He has children and a wife.
Okay. So maybe a 3-bedroom, 1-bath.
Taylor Swift,
she probably has... She is fucking loaded because she gets royalties on all of her on her fucking music. So she has
she doesn't because I thought on the new album
she does. And she's
from Scooter?
I'm saying she has a 4-bedroom condo in Malibu.
I kind of think the Scooter one slaps
a
4-bedroom
condo?
Yes, a 4-bedroom condo because there's 2 on the top, 1 on the main, and 1 in the basement. It's a rec room.
So it's not a bedroom.
That's not
it is.
That's
it's
not
a rec
condo
room
either.
Adjacent, I said.
You didn't say adjacent.
Well, yes, because you're fucking
adjacent
talking over
Bateman.
Me. Nice.
Someone who kind of looks like Jason.
What's the next fucking person?
Taylor Swift.
I think she's a Gansett.
No, she's a fucking...
That's absolutely correct. Thank you to Johnny Villa for getting that right, because guess what? Her biggest beach house is in Rhode Island. Mm. So you know she's been seen with a Gansett.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Newport?
Right. I should have known that.
I wish.
Oh, man. I'm already feeling it. And I get very violent when I'm drunk.
Yeah, I've been out with Johnny a lot. He
really?
Fucking picks fights. Mm-hmm. You'd never assume based on
I kind of look for small children because I'm already pretty small.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to see if I can win a fight.
Right. So you have to go out early so they're around.
Yeah. So he's drunk. Picture him drunk at 3:30, like just waiting outside of school.
School buses, prime target. Just like waiting outside.
You know that you need to do work on yourself when you say the word target.
All right. Anthony Bourdain.
Oh, Gansett. That's Gansett.
Correct.
Nice,
dude. Fucking $100.
Hell yeah.
I also thought that that was the shot.
Are we going to show the photos of them?
I don't remember what the game is about, to be honest.
The game is High Neighbor or Rye Neighbor.
Wait,
there's been a photo of you drinking a Narragansett, or they live they spent time in Rye, New York.
They spent time or they own.
But he doesn't get the game High Neighbor or Rye Neighbor?
You can't even name the name.
Well, how do you know if they live in Rye?
Jeff does know a lot about where celebrities live. And non-celebrities.
That's true.
Is this Westchester County?
Bud Cort.
Rye? No, Rye, New York? That's not in Westchester.
We're talking Jefferson County?
Christ. Interesting.
It's in Westchester. Bud Cort. Of Harold and Maude fame.
Rye.
This sucks.
Yeah. I mean, that one's obvious because, like, you wouldn't have just thought of that guy. You're like, I can tell which ones are pulled from the Rye Wikipedia at this point because Jason Bateman was, like, the number one.
Bud Cort holds court in Rye.
I know.
Have you ever
notable held Bud alumni Cort? Of Rye?
Have I ever gone to Bud Cort?
Have you ever held Bud Cort?
Oh, absolutely not.
How many beers have you had?
Too many, dude.
I'm getting a little burpy, to be honest.
Yeah,
I'm not sure Mike the D'Antoni. Amount.
Mike D'Antoni.
Who? Mike D'Antoni.
Right.
Fucking Gansett.
You told Gansett.
It's gonna be Rye.
What?
Back to
fucking Seth MacFarlane.
Gansett.
Correct. I think you're up 200 and he keeps edging you out by like a millisecond.
Well, I was up 200, then I was up 100. I owed you money, then I just got money back. So I'm
I haven't been thinking about who owes me money. That's great. that's why I love this show.
You're faded, man.
Amelia fucking Earhart.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah.
Rye.
Obviously Rye.
She's Rye girl.
Damn it. This sucks. Deborah fucking Messing.
Rye. Show me the photo of Messing with a Gansett.
There's no photo.
What?
She's from Rhode Island, so you know she had a Gansett.
But you
said fucking, paparazzi, yeah, though.
You broke your own goddamn rule.
There's not enough photos of celebrities drinking Narragansett.
Then why bring us this game?
Because I'm sponsored by the shit. What am I supposed to do? Narragansett doesn't rhyme with anything, Johnny.
You're a fraud.
Chris Hansen maybe rhymes with it.
You're a fucking phony, man. You said the game was if a celebrity was photographed with a Gansett.
Yeah, for real, man.
And Messing's from Rhode Island?
By a man who hasn't even had a Rolex
yet. I'm going to have a Rolex.
Do you even know what the name Jeffrey means?
Chris Hansen, Narragansett?
Well, he's Canson.
He's Canson?
He's canceled. What did he do? We saw Cancel Elgort.
Is he really canceled?
What did he do?
I canceled yesterday.
Cancel Elgort, it's good. Wait, Chris Hansen?
There's no he's canceled.
He, oh, you know what? I was thinking
he cancels
the
host people.
Of the yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the beautiful yeah. irony.
No,
of
I was
all,
thinking
I think.
Chris, who's the guy from The Bachelor?
I don't know what his name.
I'm happy to not
handsome.
Know.
Ooh.
Thank you, thank you.
All right. John fucking Jay.
The like
Rye.
The law school?
The founding father.
Rye, obviously.
Rye is correct. Jake is up $300. Cheers. You know why the Power Hour works for High and Mighty? Because mm-hmm. that's a show about nothing.
Yeah.
So is this show, but there's too much structure to also do a Power Hour. We should have just waxed.
See, yeah, and that's your fault. You were stressing out about writing this entire episode.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
what are you talking about
reason this
writing
works
this
for
episode?
High and Mighty is because Gabrus is a better host.
Okay.
That was easy.
I'll never not laugh
Ogden
at that.
Ogden Nash.
Easy. This segment's too long.
Ogden Nash.
When you get to John Jay and Ogden Nash, let's fucking move on.
Yeah.
Right.
I've
just
come
pay
up
me.
Beside
yeah.
It.
Exactly. I've come up with solid. Pay me my $300. I obviously won the game.
All right. Can I Zell you? Just because of the taxing part of Venmo.
It's I'm the one that gets taxed on Venmo because it's my income. You actually can write it off as a loss.
All right. No way.
Yes,
no. That was like a 30-second minute.
Did I not fill you?
No, I think I took it. Maybe I took it too early.
I think you did.
I mean, anything for a Gansett.
God.
If I ever go into a non-entertainment industry job, this is going to be the thing that loses
for sure.
The fucking position.
What's that entertainment industry job that you currently have?
That was easy.
Full steam ahead. All right, are we ready for our next segment, or do you guys want a 7-minute break?
7-minute break.
Let's take a what? Break. Let's,
yeah, let's
just
take
wax.
A breather. I love it. Let's we'll wax.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, you.
Micah, let's talk.
Boots are a little dirty.
Yeah, you did it twice.
Let's talk.
In a row, or since you touched my leg and then I sort of tried to move it out of the way, and then it almost seemed like you came for it again. Like you're doing it. I thought you were. The reason I looked at you the second time is because I thought you were trying to get my attention. You're fucking trashed, bro. He's puking.
It's not been that
my
long.
My guy is puking. Micah's just foaming at the mouth like he's rabid.
There's two doors. It's the worst room to do a power hour in.
You're gonna die.
There are two doors to this room.
Wow.
I'm feeling regret from John.
Micah is out.
Holy shit, wait, everyone quiet, he's yarfing.
Okabooka song.
Daddy, chill.
Yeah, no,
Johnny, can you gants at me?
It went down the wrong tube.
Yeah, I can absolutely gants at you.
This is one where I might text Ferris and be like, hey, I can't do the assembly cut. Is it cool if you take this one?
Yeah.
Anna like, Ferris?
Fuck you. Yeah.
Anna Ferris.
Anya Ferris. Was that your joke?
No. But I'll take credit for it.
Good, just in time. Oh my god, you need a new shot glass. They're over there.
It was Marika. Marika and I did trivia on Tuesday.
Love.
Tuesday, love.
Love 15.
What night do you think trivia is? Love?
30 love.
Oh, that's also good. What's just like tennis.
Why are you fucking pissed? Everyone's.
Dude, we're ripping on your joke.
Oh, no, you fucking got it all over yourself.
Yarked.
We're
trying to keep this suck shot.
Yeah, I can do that.
You know, when you get past that certain part of being drunk that's fun and then suddenly you're like angry?
No.
Yeah, I feel like you got there really fast because it's like.
I've been doing non-alcoholic gambling.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
They saw it.
This is going so bad. You just dumped what on Jeff's computer?
Just a little bit of Gansett.
Wow. Gansett is actually increasing the RAM, weirdly enough.
Oh, you should be an ambassador.
I'm thinking about reaching out to them.
Yeah. Well, you don't know what it fucking takes.
This could not be going worse, huh?
I think it's going fine to bad.
You like, just spilled on your laptop. You're taking a paper towel to your laptop, right?
It was a napkin. And also, I think that high neighbor, rye neighbor went pretty choice.
We were having diminishing returns since Bateman. Yeah.
You owe me $300.
This sucks. Can I Zelle you?
Yes, you can Zelle me. It's fine, but you're not dodging taxes that
dead
way.
I want Zelle no cash.
I want one, you huh? to understand the tax implications are still there.
That actually sucks to hear.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I just need to write off enough money to even out the money I spent on Narragansett. Right.
Well, actually, if you have a job as an ambassador, you could write off your beer spend on Narragansett as a loss.
Well, also, this is a business meeting because we're fucking talking about it.
Right. You could write this off as a loss.
Here's the thing. I bought these for $68.
And you could, because we're filming this, write that
That's
off
wardrobe
as a loss.
For the meeting about Narragansett.
That's right.
All right. That was a 5-minute break. This is going to bring us into the next segment.
By the way, I don't want any lawyers coming at me for saying that wardrobe's not a loss. Okay. Cause you can dodge your taxes.
Cause he's, Jake has expensed almost 20 grand off of Buck Mason.
Mr. Mason.
I have a tab at Buck.
Damn glad to meet you.
Yeah.
He just walks right by you, shoulders you.
Why? I'm going to have a Rolex, mister. Mr. Mason.
You're going to have a Rolex. Anyone can say that.
I'm going to have a Rolex.
You see this? That's fucking going to be a Rolex.
I feel like when you say that, you're pulling down your shirt.
Welcome
like,
like Kobe.
Or what movie?
This means not American welcome
history.
To getting Rolex.
Yeah, American history.
Welcome to the Finzer things.
Okay.
A Pfizer pun?
The fact that you guys didn't explode with joy and surprise is a fucking affront to not only me, but Micah.
What is Micah?
I'm not aware of the segment. No.
Is it a Pfizer pun?
The Finzer things.
Finzer?
So Rafe Fiennes.
You guys could have at least smiled when he said it.
Voldemort.
I think I said cooler. I don't know. I've reacted in a positive enough way.
The Red Dragon himself.
Here's the thing, right? And Johnny can back me up on this. Rafe Fiennes definitely enjoys the finer things.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's not bad, actually, when you say it like that.
You should have said the Rafe finer things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there was a way to do it that was better.
Like, yeah, you like had to back us all the way into it being a Rafe Fiennes pun.
It's when, Ralph, like, isn't it?
No, it's Rafe.
It's Rafe.
It's Rafe, like Raphael?
Rafe Fiennes.
Oh, yeah, my middle name is Raphael.
Nice.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm like really
do you go by Ray? Do you go by Ray?
Holding a sigh. Cowabunga.
God damn.
By the way, that's shot.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Fuck!
Wait for the next one.
No, I'll do it.
Oh, I mean, I just did it with you guys.
So, we're all operating under the same assumption that Rafe Fiennes enjoys the finer things.
Yes.
Have you guys seen GQ's Tennis?
English Patient.
Have you guys seen GQ's 10 Essentials?
Yes.
Of?
Any celebrity.
Like the 10 things I can't live without.
Right.
I see.
I thought we could postulate. This isn't a game. It's just kind of like a fun structure of a wax segment. What do we think Rafe Fiennes' finds or things are?
Who is Rafe Fiennes?
Rolex.
Remind me of Rafe Fiennes.
Voldemort.
Not fucking, it's, no, he's M or Q. Yeah, yeah. And,
but he's also Voldemort.
He is, oh, but like that, yes. I don't think that, I feel like knowing him
he's
as
English,
M.
He's English Patient.
But he is M.
Yes, now. Yeah. Like, if we're like, oh, yeah, let's do the 10 things he can't live without, the finds or things, and they're like, who is this guy? Oh, Voldemort. Like, that's going to set Mike up for failure on the game. Do you know what I mean?
I guess so.
Jeff, I think he likes it.
Jeff has been saying sorry every time I pour him.
I feel bad.
I think he likes like a salt deprivation chamber or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
that's a fire.
Where are you going,
that's
Micah? Good.
He throws up again.
I need more beer.
Oh, I can get you.
Well, I'd like to talk about what I think the finds or things are.
Okay.
This is crazy.
Your computer
There's
is
no
getting,
way.
You need a splash guard.
Jamiroquai tickets.
Does that really fucking? We don't even know if he likes music, let alone Jamiroquai.
He likes music. Everybody likes music.
Don't look at me like I'm going to defend you.
Music, and we don't know if he likes fucking.
I don't
the
know.
Classic.
Who, I don't like, even know who that is.
I'm sorry, but
Rafe or Jamiroquai.
Jamiroquai. That's way too subjective. To
insanity.
I think sunglasses.
I'll interject here and say I actually don't like music.
You don't like
music? It's kind of my claim to fame.
Yeah, Jeff doesn't like music.
I'm not a fan of music.
Actually, you basically predicted podcasts. Because you didn't like music before podcasts were even relevant.
Right. No one listened to me then. No one listens to me now.
It's
pretty fucking smooth. Yeah.
I've never had a smoother beer.
Oh, yeah. I would like to say that.
Don't whisper into
the episode.
Have you tried Tecate?
The episode I had earlier wasn't due to
the nice lime.
The Gansett. It was because you said something while the Gansett was going down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand. I fear we're getting away from the finds or things.
We aren't. We're basically as on topic as any other segment.
So you said the Rolex was number one.
I said Jamiroquai
just like
tickets.
I'm going to have.
Yeah. What did you say?
Jamiroquai tickets.
And I would disagree with you. You said sensory deprivation chamber.
Yeah, just
I think that's a little much for Rafe.
No,
I think he lives Google his address. I think he lives in the English countryside. I think he lives in
a deprivation chamber in and of itself.
He does something specific with his hair. I think he has
he
some sort of
Suffolk.
Hair cream.
You were exactly right. Okay.
County?
That's $30,000 in Jake's pocket.
Thank you. Now I don't think somebody living in Suffolk, I feel like he...
Would
I don't.
No, that's where you have a sensory deprivation tank because you have the space.
I think he has antiques.
You don't really need space for a sensory
I feel
deprivation
like he has,
really
though.
I think he has antiques.
I feel like he has like an old boat or like a king's...
Bound
carriage or something. Something like that. Oh, yeah, he's in King.
None of these are mutually exclusive, by the way. We're just waxing. Well, Johnny thought.
Excuse me, but we're not waxing. We're not waxing.
We're
this
waning.
Is a segment, and we're trying to get to 10 things that Rafe Fiennes can't live
not
without.
Total.
And do we have to agree on them? Or
no. That's okay. Why it's waxing. Also, everyone just saw the way
the
you
waxing.
Chastised me.
The waxing is what happens in between segments. Are we in a segment or are we in a wax?
We're in a segment. We're waxing within a segment.
He has a nice car. I bet he has a car. And
a Rolls Royce for your boys.
Yeah, I bet he has an Alden's Rewards card for shoes.
You?
How do you like that? How about a Lush bath bomb for Rafe?
You're encroaching too far on into the 10 things. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're going to get to 10 things, and two of them are going to be a rewards card and a bath bomb. That's 20% of his shit.
What about a strong horse?
Yes.
Are you feeling That's drunk at all? Because you've been
driving
I'm fucking trash, man.
I just feel like
a steed.
We're going through this whole thing. I want to make sure you're with us at the same time.
Oh, yeah. No, I feel pretty drunk.
All right.
Minute 38, by the way. So you have two more.
Great.
I didn't mean to hit this, but now I have to make something out of it. I hereby crown Rosie as the best first guest ever.
Ooh.
And that's taking into account Zach Dunn.
Yeah, that's huge.
Who is...
Fuck yeah, dude.
We should say, so we had kind of vaguely talked about doing a power hour, I feel like. And then we were climbing,
And you said, is that for real? I said, I don't know. Like, let's see if Jake would do it. And then I lied. I told you that Johnny was on board. I hadn't fully run it by him yet. You said, I wouldn't do beer, but I would do a shot. Or, like, we figured out that it would be a shot every 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you were on board.
He didn't, like, mention this at all to me. I'd just kind of say yes to whatever.
That's also true. And then you guys were going to hang out anyways?
Because this is my day of recovering from COVID. This is day 10.
That didn't quite work out timing-wise. We are still trying to figure out basically Rafe Fiennes' 10 essentials.
So we have a car, we have a tennis. Speed, we have a watch.
Tennis essentials.
Yes, what's his sport?
I think it's tennis.
It could also be golf.
Croquet.
Or cricket.
I'm thinking croquet. Yeah, croquet is definitely.
But you got to keep in mind, he's really into the Feinzer things.
Oh, but right. Croquet is a Feinzer thing.
It's a little muddy.
What's the most expensive sport that you could be into?
Tennis.
Lacrosse.
I don't think it's tennis.
Hockey.
Tennis actually.
Golf. Polo.
Well, the clubs?
Right. Yes, polo.
Oh.
Polo.
I bet you need a sports. A rec league.
I think also maybe some water sports that you need a boat for.
Yeah, water sports.
Yachting. Yeah, I guess the sports where you need the
most
land.
Is yachting a sport, though?
I don't think it is.
I would like to say that sailing. For anybody sailing. Listening who does sailing, know yes. watches, we were kind of all looking at watches earlier, and Micah kind of took to the Yachtmaster, the Rolex Yachtmaster, which is kind of like an off-the-beaten-path thing. I love it for you, man, but you have to get the boat first.
Pointed out that it was a weird name.
The boat comes with the watch.
My thing with Mike is like he's not in tune with the Feinzer thing.
Don't talk to me whispering into a mic.
What about a check made out to his side piece?
No.
Ooh.
Feinz doesn't have a side piece. You almost poured beer.
His side piece is a. I heard his side piece was a Casio.
Let me fucking finish. Actually, we got a check made out to his side piece's husband, Hamilton.
Suits.
Suits.
I'm sorry, but he's into suits.
Leisure.
Hi, neighbor. Can you pass me a Gansett?
Yes, sir.
That's really good. Also, I meant to do this way earlier. We do have to take a break.
Wow.
We'll be right back.
We can't take a break.
I mean, we'll take shots during the break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Und wir back.
Yeah, we are back.
Johnny keeps saying that he's like unstably drunk, but you're the most sober amongst us.
I'm absolutely not.
Yeah, no, you can, Johnny.
Did you
even
do that shot?
No, it's not my time yet.
It's not. He has three more minutes.
The viewer can actually go into this video.
Take it on the next one. Yeah. Just so
on the 10s,
like,
then you missed it. I thought you did it on the 15s.
We switched it so I would do more.
What about?
Okay, then it's your.
Can we get back to the Finzer things? I'm sorry.
No, I want to talk about how drunk Johnny is because he's actually being very quiet, which is how I know he's trashed.
The viewer can actually go into this video. If they scrub to the beginning, I am a nice brown, but now I'm starting to turn really, really brown. That's how you know I'm like pretty fucked up.
Key alert. Stick up to the man. I'm going to yell at Marika on Monday. Say, hey, this TikTok thing didn't work out.
Did you guys try to do TikToks?
No, it is working out, actually. I'm going to cut that out because it's kind of doing numbers. I just don't like when I don't have a good idea.
Right.
Let's get back to the Finzer things. Poppers.
He's not into that.
You don't think Rick's drug of choice is poppers?
It's definitely a tiny baggie of Coke.
Yeah.
He's but like in a Sherlock Holmes way.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
Tuesday, love.
Coke Tuesday.
Oh, should we do a little Coke on a Tuesday?
Oh. Your nose is already bleeding, Rafe, so we've not done it.
I did it on a Monday, love.
What about a thumb ring, just in case?
No, pinky ring, maybe.
Maybe with a pinky like ring, a with like a bottle opener on it.
We missed the timer.
Oh, we did.
I'm gonna stand cheers
to Johnny Villa.
May he rest in
yeast.
Rest in yeast.
Speaking of yeast, I'd like to just take a minute to plug Narragansett Lager.
Why? Mid segment.
By the way, Narragansett is so front and center in me and Jeff's shot that it's been plugged the entire time. That was on purpose. We actually put the Tecate inside.
Let's
do this.
Let's keep talking about the Finzer things. What about nice?
What are you nice talking? What?
G-N-E-I-S-S.
What is
the
that?
The Rock!
Huh? What about Glice? Glice? I think Fines has Glice.
What are you going to play?
This is the rhythm of the Glice. Glice. The Glice.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care for music.
We should explain what we're talking about.
Yeah, Jeff's checking out.
That looks like your passport.
That is, so I did a job for Facebook years ago.
Meta.
And, it just dropped actually 27% today.
Nice.
But I got a bunch of.
Do you have stock? Why does it
matter? No, because I got a bunch of these free notebooks.
Hell yeah.
So the F Facebook is for free. Branded. No, it's actually paper stock, though.
It's card stock.
Do you think Fines likes scotch?
Loose pistachios. Oh.
Cognac. I think he's more of a cognac guy.
Really?
Yeah.
I got you Hennessy
Northern
on
England?
Ice.
You did get me a Hennessy on ice, yeah. And it was disgusting.
I don't like it, yeah.
Yeah, Hennessy's disgusting.
I always try to, like, make the day special for you, and you never return
yeah,
the favor.
Yeah. Do you think Fines has a pubic hair trimmer on hand?
He has a Manscaped nose hair trimmer that he uses on his grundle.
Yes.
Because he has the fucking the lawnmower, but he lost the charger.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So he still, he still has it in a DOP kit.
What about a Durex Air, just in case?
What's a Durex?
Is that a condom?
It's the world's thinnest condom.
Wow.
Is it? It's thinner than the Trojan Ecstasy?
Yeah, it is.
People don't use that
thinner
stuff
than
anymore,
skin?
Do they?
Condoms or Durex?
Condoms.
I do get tested often.
For
so that means
COVID?
You don't use condoms.
Let's keep talking about the Finzer things. What about coffee?
Pocky.
Pocky.
You got to pull up the timer so you don't miss it.
Oh, we missed it. That was the final ding. Micah's on point. As drunk as he is.
This is the rhythm of the glice.
What is the glice?
Oh, yeah, the glice.
You have to describe the glice.
Well, no,
for Jeff to understand the rhythm of the glice, he has to understand the rhythm of the rice, which is Jeff's
here,
weird parody.
I'll play it for him. It'll be this meta moment, speaking of.
Isn't glice fake ice, though? Because I've been glice skating.
Yes.
Yes.
That's exactly what
that's,
it is.
That's exactly right.
So and very poorly at the top of the one
the
on top
Vail.
Of Villain Vale. It was
that's
awful.
Exactly.
It was an absolute piece of shit.
So we, the three of us, plus Micah's girlfriend. I don't know if it's placebo or not. What's going on?
Sorry.
Jeff is trying to play an episode of the HeadGum
Podcast. Oh my god, that's where the audio is?
Well, I'm trying to explain to Jeff the rhythm of the rice, which is the only good way to do that. Is to
who sings that? This the is the rhythm. It's the rhythm of the night is the original
yeah.
one?
Yeah, rhythm of the night.
Is this
yeah.
is the rhythm of the rice.
You're singing
the rice.
That's good, actually.
Oh yeah.
You have good voice.
The rhythm of the rice. I'm pretty sure Ferris auto-tuned it. Bite. Shit.
My bite.
My
oh bite. Yeah. I'm biting into rice. Sing along if you know the words.
This is actually pretty
good. At this point, you do know the words.
It's kind of a Johnny point.
And this is on Spotify or not?
There's an instrumental break. We can't sing along to this part. This is the worst part.
Jeff, you want to know what I'm just realizing? You go to a lot of shows for somebody who doesn't like music.
Can you pause the video?
Sorry.
You're speaking to original Jeff, J-E-F-F here?
Yeah. I'm looking
I
at
do,
you.
Yeah. No, I go to, yeah. I do, because I want to partake in communal activities. I don't enjoy it.
You don't enjoy the music?
No. Not really.
But you enjoy the other aspects of it. The communal.
Barely. Barely. It's more like something to do, you know?
Mm-hmm. This is like the biggest red flag in a human for me.
How
it's not
so?
Liking music.
That's so you don't want to hang
Jeff
out
likes
with me?
Other shit. Like, didn't
no,
you
music
you, you strangled a dog as a kid?
you
like stuff. You
that
like stuff.
Dahmer shit.
he likes stuff.
Let's do this.
I like seeing the life be removed from stuff.
Yes. There's a moment.
I feel like we figured out the Feinzer things. He wants what? A sensory deprivation tank in Suffolk.
I am the only one that figured out any of the Feinzer
Pocky things. Poppers. What did you say? What did you say for Feinz?
A tennis racket.
A tennis racket.
Sunglasses.
You know. Polo, you're out.
Pubic hair trimmer.
I know what Feinz.
I like the assumption that
a
he
swatch.
Needs.
I know what Feinz likes.
A Claire swatched.
One swatch?
No, like a clear, kind of like translucent swatch.
Do me a
similar
favor.
To the one
do
you're
me a favor
wearing.
And Google, what does Ralph Fiennes have? That
what's,
I don't.
What's going to happen, because I'm having such a great time right now, but when I'm editing this next week, I'm going to be so mad at myself that this is what we decided totally. To do.
How does Ralph Fiennes pronounce his name?
How does Ralph do?
How does Ralph do? Could we get him on the show?
Probably I'd love not. To get him on the pod.
Well, my goal for the 2022 is to get like a fucking A-lister on this show. To be like, to the point where the audience is like, what? How? Mm-hmm. How
do you think, and why? Do you think Ray's still an A-lister though?
Reef. Oh, yeah.
Put some respect on Ray's name.
Throw some respect
we missed
on
it.
That
who's
name?
The dream guest, Jeff?
Pete Davidson?
I feel like Jennifer Lawrence.
J-Law?
J-Law would get it.
She went down, though, with the whole come down.
Hmm?
Huh?
The come down?
Yeah, she was part of the, like, the anti-movement.
What move?
The anti-movement.
I'm not going to go on about that, but she's complicit.
Do you listen to Joe Rogan?
She's as bad as Ivanka, they say.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Not true,
I'd love
though.
To meet this they person.
Jeff?
Do you have another segment? What are you doing?
I thought he would be looking at something on his screen.
No one's seen J-Law in a couple of minutes, though, huh?
We haven't.
Begs the question.
We saw her.
Where?
In Don't Look Up. She was in a movie.
Oh, she was
yeah,
in that,
she was
yeah.
fantastic in that. Love
no,
you,
No, I don't
Seth.
Know who the dream guest is. I guess Michelle Obama for just, like, the laugh of it.
if you had Michelle Obama on, would you prepare more or the same amount?
Oh, more. I'd prepare more when Zach Dunn comes on.
Wow. All right.
Who's Zach Dunn, by the way? It.
He writes for What We Do in the Shadows. He's like a college buddy of mine, but he's just very funny.
Well, that's cool. That show still is Thanks. Around?
Yeah. Emmy nominated, fucker.
I thought it was like an import, though, that like kind of.
All right. Oh, my,
oh my God.
God.
What was that?
I apologize, Zach. I think you're an amazing guy. Love you. Would love to meet you. Let's do dinner, lunch, or a luncheonette.
Not sometime. Even just come back on this show when he's on. You want to do dinner or lunch, and he doesn't live in me anymore.
A luncheonette.
Yeah, he wants to meet him at lunch.
The Ramada Inn.
Between lunch and dinner at like 4.
And then we're going out after this, we should say.
We have to go
out. Your face is beat red.
I can't go home. I can't do anything else.
No, I'm saying
I'm stuck with you for the rest of my fucking life.
Life.
Yeah. I just popped and over my twice. Sixth bear. This
my
is my
life.
Sixth bear.
This is the rhythm of my life.
It sucks.
The last lyric of that song, and there's some distance between it, you know?
This is the rhythm of my life is a kind of sad lyric. I don't know why.
Especially to that song.
Yeah.
This is the rhythm of my life.
You guys hear about Meatloaf?
What's that? He's gone. Dead. Yeah. That's
not Meatloaf, but not forgotten. Minutes? We have 2 minutes left of
Meatloaf
the entire...
died. Meatloaf died.
We have 8 more minutes of the power,
of the power hour. So we don't have 2 more minutes of the fucking show, do we? I don't think so. Or do we end at fucking 52 minutes?
I think we started the power hour later than the show started.
Exactly
though.
Right. Exactly right.
Yeah, but the show has the show is not going to be an hour.
6 minutes.
Did you say exactly rice?
Yes. Oh, also, whatever. Johnny,
not whatever.
Why don't you soliloquy for? Oh, here we go. We haven't done this in a while. Let's do Johnny's.
He's
Druthers.
Pulling out a big bag of cocaine right now.
We haven't done this Druthers. In a while.
Johnny's and Druthers.
2 minutes on the clock. Here we go. Johnny has the floor. Johnny's Druthers.
All right.
Johnny's not here. It's only a tomato.
Yeah, pretty much. This is my first power hour, which is really, really.
You've never done a power?
Never, ever, because I know how beat red I get. And beat red I am.
You really don't look that beat red, especially on video.
Oh, God.
This is low. That's low.
Marika could do some color correction in post.
Absolutely.
Does not edit these. You know, what about Nick Rad at Beatnik? And he's red as a beat.
Nick Red?
Beatnik.
Nick Red.
Beatnik used to be by Chloe. Is that what we're talking about?
I'm not sure.
I wish
the
I didn't.
Nick Rad joke. Got him.
God, I wish I didn't see it. I wish.
It's still Johnny's Druthers, I'm sorry to say.
If I had my Druthers, I'd be drinking another Gansett, a full Gansett, and I deserve to be an Ambeersitter.
Not you, Jeff! Not you!
I'm drunk enough to admit it.
All you have to do is tweet and then get 500 likes.
We should pray that nobody from the Narragansett media team sees this.
So here's the thing.
Yeah, this would be bad. This is bad for the brand.
Social media manager, let's call him fucking Bertolt.
Hi, neighbor.
Don't ever...
Hi, neighbor.
Don't ever apply satire to Gansett.
We should get in
you
a fucking...
shit on the legacy of Nara.
You guys want to get in a fight tonight?
Just get a... Johnny's already fight. Drunk enough.
Johnny, you
yeah, I'm violent. Fight. I'm violent right now.
We just need to find a school that gets out at 9:45 p.m.
Well, I've heard of night school. Is it possible? Yeah,
you offer that so effortlessly. I can find a school that gets out.
What are you
at
doing?
5.
These charter schools.
Give me a magnet school.
That is the end of Johnny's Druthers.
All right.
Did you speak your piece?
I did speak my piece, and I'm glad I did. I'm glad I had the platform.
Did you speak your piece with the Jesus piece? You should get a Jesus piece.
I should get a Jesus piece.
What's a Jesus piece?
A necklace?
It's a giant cross necklace. Nice. Yeah.
This is borderline not even a podcast. I'm so worried what this is going to sound like.
Mm-hmm. And whose fault is that, by the way?
I don't know. It's a collective effort for it to be this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of right.
I feel like even the segments that you came up with were salvageable. Like the Finzer things was interesting and you derailed it to a point.
I derailed it.
You're a self-saboteur.
I was earnestly trying to figure out the Finzer things and then you were like, does he like chalk or whatever?
Here's what happened. Here's what actually happened. I wrote it as the Finzer things to be like, let's figure out what he
Yeah, like what at. He actually likes. And I think that's interesting.
And then as I was writing suggestions, I was like, oh, what would be in his pockets? So like loose pistachios was supposed to be a joke because like, why would he have that in his pocket? He's Rafe.
Well, pistachios are a high-end nut.
But he doesn't keep them in his pockets.
Why not?
And I just feel like
I refuse to be accosted.
You cut us off at the knees when you do shit like that. Because this is supposed to be a sandbox where we can all play in.
but Jeff holds all the cards. And every time
mixing metaphors. Yeah.
Holds all the cards in the sandbox.
Which is fine.
Because we're in the sandbox. And he's somewhere else with cards.
I'm so sorry to everyone consuming this. This isn't good media.
And everyone consuming Don't Gansett. Look at me.
I'm not defending you. I can probably barely stand up as it is.
I actually need another one of those.
3 more minutes.
Till what?
Till the next power hour.
Is the end of the power hour or the end of the podcast?
Let's do this. What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Why don't we do that for the next 3 minutes? We have to figure out where we're going.
Nobody fucking cares. Everybody always comments, by the way. Oh, like, you know, you're citing random LA, New York shit that nobody knows.
It's so early.
People hate
so
that.
Early.
It's 6:30.
6:20.
Oh, my God.
It is 5 o'clock here when we started.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Nice, Johnny.
Thank you.
Huge. Huge if true.
What are you mad at him for? He didn't do anything.
Yeah.
If you didn't like the joke, you could easily have glossed over it.
Micah reacts like what I just did all the time. Nobody fucking grills him while he's doing it. I just needed a moment.
He doesn't react like that to anything.
I'm embarrassed.
Nothing was said to me. You react like that.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Sick.
We have 2 more. Why don't we do this? We'll do plugs. We'll do plugs, and then if we have time, we'll figure out where we're going. Jeff, you are our guest. What do you have to plug? The floor is yours. Go.
Oh, that's interesting. All right. Plug. I will plug the Queen and the King, Davey and Anna, nice. From Twinnovation Podcast.
Nice.
Check her out. We love that shit. Going strong 17 years and running,
like
I believe.
That. I don't yeah. think so. I'm pretty sure.
Do you guys feel like you're having a rebirth?
I think we're always kind of like reevaluating who we are, where we are, what we are.
And when you are.
And yeah.
Because said 17
regarding not releasing the podcast on regular hours.
I'm a big Anna fan. I haven't for a long
Anna's time. Fantastic. Davey's hitting his groove. I'm worse than ever.
Great.
No one likes
sounds
me.
Like
no
a good
likes,
show.
No one likes I what I do, but it's fun to see. I think it's fun to see the familial aspect of it all. And you know, we do great stuff.
No way. You should start simulcasting.
What's simulcasting?
Ding!
Is that in video. The VR world?
That's a video.
So really? Right, we have one more. Let's do a 1 minute timer.
What happened?
I don't know what happened. It stopped at 59. Jake plugs.
I was going to plug, I guess I'll plug Rolex. I just feel like
they need it.
I was going to plug Jeff and Anna and Dave and Twinnovation, but I feel like Jeff did a pretty good job. I feel like you sold the show. I'm going to use my time here to plug.
You've already Rolex. Used your time. I was.
It's a watch company. Excuse me. It's a watch company.
30 seconds left.
They make some of the fucking best timepieces around. Okay.
All right. That was all I was going to say.
And it would have happened faster if you didn't interrupt me so much. Okay. Micah, plug.
The Yacht Master by Rolex.
Nice.
You don't have it or care about it.
Is the Yacht Master better than the Aqua Racer from Tag?
Check
plugs.
It out, the Yacht.
At Pretty Whack, at Johnny V.
Yeah, at I'm Pretty Whack, at Johnny V.
Timer's done, there's no
Timer's wow. done, no ding.
All right.
Let's Everybody wants a love song.
Song.
Oh,
one, two.
Cheers, guys.
Good song.
All right, drink.
Never heard
Cheers.
Of it.
Play right now.
Absolutely not. Let's not do that.
No, what we'll do, we'll play Johnny's song. And that'll carry us out. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the HeadGum Podcast. We'll be back next Friday.
Die tonight.
Yeah.
Also, sorry if you didn't enjoy this.
Is this coming out tomorrow, Friday?
This is coming out next Friday.
I see.
The 11th.
It's okay. Don't get mad at me for that.
This is Johnny's music. It's very good.
Johnny made this?
Johnny made this.
You made this?
Yeah.
Really?
Shout out Pretty Whack.
They should play this at the sex party that you go to.
They should, yeah.
Johnny's got an EP coming out. You want to hold yourself publicly to this?
Yeah. I want to hold August myself public. Nah, not even an EP. Fucking album, baby.
No way!
Album time.
Wow.
Is HeadGum turning into like a music production studio?
We would never do that. You don't like music.
I don't care for it, but I'm not part of the founding fathers, if you will.
John Jay style. Paul Beck will end it there.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the HeadGum Podcast. Apologies if you didn't enjoy it. I honestly say that every week. But we'll catch you guys again next week. Bye, neighbor.
That's your outro.
Dance it.
And as always, stay scheming.
Stay dreaming.
Oh. I'll come up beside it.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.